Nina Blackwood's Absolutely 80s.
Spotlight.
Hey, it's Nina Blackwood, and in today's Absolutely 80s Spotlight, a blunt plea from a very socially conscious artist. Next.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccine should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
Nina Blackwood's Absolutely 80s.
Spotlight.
There were quite a few 80s tunes that referenced people's fear of nuclear war, Melt With You, 99 Red Balloons, etc. But today's Spotlight was one of the most blatant, dealing with the issue of Cold War head-on. 1986 witnessed the debut album of Mr. Gordon Sumner, also known as Sting, whose song Russians was a very blunt plea from a very socially conscious artist. This particular piece has a singular bit of brilliance in it because he used the melody of a Russian classic called Romance from composer Sergei Prokofiev. Here it is, today's Absolutely 80 Spotlight, Sting and Russians.
Europe, I'm America. There's a growing feeling of hysteria. Conditioned to respond to all the threats and the rhetorical speeches of the Soviets. Mr. Khrushchev said he will bury you. I don't subscribe to this point of view. Such an ignorant thing to do. If the Russians love their children too, how can I save my little boy from Oppenheimer's deadly toy? There is no monopoly of common sense on either side of the political fence. We share of ideology. Believe me when I say to you, I hope the Russians love their children too. Children.